So let's review. Our daf begins with a Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Misha ha'yinosu shtei nashim, Reuven was married to Rachel v'Leia, and Rachel's ksuba was written first. U'machar asadehu, v'kas v'rishoyno l'leikiach, din v'dvarm ein li'imach. Reuven sold his only property to Shimon, and the first wife, Rachel, wrote to Shimon that she will not collect her ksuba from the field which he bought. If Reuven died and did not leave any other properties, the following cycle will be triggered. The second wife, Leah, will collect the field from Shimon as payment for her ksuba, because she did not say to him, din edvam ein li'imach. Rachel will then collect the field from Leah, because her ksuba was written first, and she never said, din edvam ein li'imach to Leah. Shimon will then collect the field from Rachel, because she said to him, din edvam ein li'imach. And this cycle may potentially continue endlessly until they agree to a compromise. The Mishnah continues that this same cycle can happen in two other cases. Reuven was owed 100 zoz by Shimon, who had two properties which were each worth 50 zoz, and meshubet to Reuven. Shimon sold one property to Levi and the second property to Yehuda, and Reuven told Yehuda, din udvam ein li'imach. In this case, we will again see the same cycle. It starts off with Reuven collecting the first property from Levi because his loan of 100 zuz has a lien on both 50 zuz properties. Levi then collects the second property from Yehuda because these fields were sold by Achrayus with a guarantee, and as the first buyer, he has the right to any field sold after his. Reuven then collects that second property from Levi because he is still owed the other 50 zuz of the loan. This is followed by Yehuda collecting the second property from Reuven, because when Yehuda bought it, Reuven said to him, din edvam ein li'imach. The cycle will continue until they come to an agreement. The same scenario can be illustrated where Shimon's two properties were meshubet to his wife for her ksuba, and Shimon sold one property to Levi and the second property to Yehuda. And the wife told Yehuda, din edvam ein li'imach. The Gemara elaborates on the effectiveness of this commitment of din edvam ein li'imach. In the case of Amira, or even Ksiva, a mere commitment, even in writing, but without a kinyan, lo amuklum, it's not effective, and she can collect the field, because as we've learned earlier on Daf Pei Gimel, loshen siluk ein amayil, one cannot remove himself from something he has. However, in the case of Konu Miyada, where she made a kinyan, according to Rav Chizda, it's a machlokes tanoim. Rav Meir says, if the ksubasa, it is effective, and she loses her ksuba. Rav Yehuda says, it's not effective, because she can claim that she only agreed to relinquish her rights to the property in order to please her husband. However, according to Rav Ashi, both Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda agree that the wife can claim nachas ruach asis labayli, and she can collect the property for a ksuba. And Reb Meir only says ivdik ksubasa in a case where the husband sold two fields to two people. To the first buyer, she did not say din dvam ein li'imach, and to the second buyer, she did say din edvam ein li'imach. She cannot claim nachas ruach asis labayli because she didn't say it to the first buyer. Therefore, in this case, ivdik ksubasa, because she cannot collect from neither buyer. She cannot collect from the first buyer because he can claim, hinachti lach makom ligvos mimeno, I left you a field from which to collect. She cannot collect from the second buyer because she told him din edvam ein li'imach. The Gemara also points out that in the case of a gerusha, where she was already divorced at the time of the sale, and she told the buyer din edvam ein li'imach, it is effective and ivdik ksubasa, because she obviously cannot claim nachas ruach asis labayli since she was already divorced. The Gemara proceeds to a related discussion. There is halacha of ein nefron min nechasim mishabadim b'makim shesh nechasim neicharin b'afilahin ziburis. The malva of the lender cannot confiscate sold properties if the leiva, the borrower, has properties in his possession, even if they are inferior to that which he's entitled. However, ishtadav b'nei chari, tarfim mimashabdi, if those properties become flooded or ruined and worthless, he can confiscate the sold properties from the buyer. The Gemara proceeds to a related case where there is a machlekes. If Reuven tells Rachel, who is not married, nichsei lech v'achrayech l'pleini, I'm giving you my property, and after you die, it should go to Shimon. The Amda Benissis and Rachel married Levi and she then died. Remeir holds, Hasheni Maitzi. Shimon collects the property from Levi because that was the condition of the gift. Shimon Gamliel holds, Ein L'Sheni Ila Masha Shai Rishon. Shimon is only able to collect that which is left by Rachel. And since the Takanas Usha initiated, that the husband is considered a lokeach rishon, there's nothing left for Shimon to collect. And Abaye, who holds like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, presents another related case. If a Reuven tells Rachel, in a case where she is married to Levi, Nichse leich v'achreich l'ploini, I'm giving you my property, and then after you die, it should go to Shimon. Umachra umesa, and she sold the property to Yehuda and then died. The following cycle is triggered. Habal meitzi miyach halakuches, v'achreich miyad bal, v'lekech miyad achreich. The husband, Levi, first collects the property from Yehuda, because that's the Takanas Yusha, that he's a lekech rishon. Shimon then collects the property from Levi because as a condition of the gift, Reuven said that he should get the property after Rachel. And even though there's the Takanas Usha, that the husband is considered a buyer, we say that because Reuven gave her the property after she was already married and expressly told her that after she dies it should go to Shimon, it's as if he said, Achraich likni ba'al loy likni. Shimon should get it and your husband Levi should not get it. And this is followed by Yehuda, who collects the property from Shimon because Abaye holds like Reb Shimon Gamliel, in l'sheni el mashashai rishon. The next in line, Shimon, is only allowed to collect it if it wasn't sold. And we leave the property in the possession of Yehuda. The Gemara explains that we do not say, the cycle should continue and they should come to some agreement as we said in the Mishnah, because hasam islo b'seidud l'kulu. In the Mishnah, each of the three people involved stands to lose something. The two wives stand to lose their ksuba, and the buyer stands to lose the money he paid. However, here only the buyer stands to lose the money he paid, but the husband and the person who is next in line will not be losing anything.